I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has advanced the causes for sainthood for four people, including two young teenagers. One of the teens, Alexia Gonzalez Barros, was born in Madrid in 1971 and was diagnosed with a tumor that slowly paralyzed her until her death at age 14. Throughout her illness, she would offer her suffering for the Church and Pope, and while she would often pray to feel better, she would also state that if Jesus did not want it, she would understand. The second teen, Carlo Acutis, died of leukemia at age 15, but before his death, used his computer skills to document Eucharistic miracles around the world. The United States has imposed a 25% tax on $34 billion worth of Chinese imports, and China has retaliated by instituting taxes on an equal amount of U.S. products, including soybeans, pork, and electric cars. China's Commerce Ministry stated that the U.S. has, quote, ignited the biggest trade war in economic history, while the U.S. has accused China of cyber theft and forcing U.S. companies to hand over technology in order to gain access to the Chinese market. President Trump has said he is ready to impose tariffs on up to $550 billion in Chinese imports. If tariffs continue to escalate, it could lead to increased prices for consumers, increased costs for companies that use imported parts, create unease in financial markets, and slow business investments, as well as cause layoffs. Experts warn that a full-fledged trade war could lead to another economic recession. Thai authorities have paused their search for missing tourists that were on a boat that sank off the southern island of Phuket. Their search will start again tomorrow morning. The death toll has risen to 33, all of them Chinese nationals. The boat was carrying 105 people, 93 of which were tourists, 11 were part of the crew, and there was one tour guide. So far, at least 12 people have been sent to the hospital for injuries. The accident has drawn criticism from the Chinese embassy in Thailand. Chinese tourists are the largest group of tourists to Thailand, totaling over 9.8 million in 2017, the biggest share by country of the 35.38 million tourists that year total. French Cardinal Jean-Louis Tarin has died at the age of 75 in Hartford, Connecticut. The cardinal was a diplomat and head of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. He had been living with Parkinson's disease and was receiving medical treatment in Hartford. Pope Francis wrote to the cardinal's sister expressing his condolences and lauding the cardinal's, quote, sense of service and his love for the church. Cardinal Tarin was ordained a priest in 1969, entered the diplomatic service in 1975, and then was named the head of the Secretariat of State, where for 13 years he worked as St. John Paul II's foreign minister, dealing with all aspects of the Vatican's foreign policy. Cardinal Tarin was also made an archbishop in 1991, and shortly after the head of the Vatican Library and Secret Archives. In 2007, Pope Benedict XVI appointed him the president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.